This is the weekend edition on Highland Radio. My mother had a great saying. She still has. She's still with us, thankfully. And that saying is, if you want to give God a good laugh, tell him your plans. And Bridgine Boyle decided at the age of 25 that she was going to go and teach in the United Arab Emirates. So she was all ready to go to the UAE and everything was ready, and she just went into the doctors because she wanted to get something checked out, and suddenly she was not going to Dubai anymore. Bridgine, good morning.
Good morning.
Bridgine, your story is a fascinating one, and just a frightening one, in as much as it shows what can happen when you go in for what you think is going to be a routine visit to a GP just to get something checked out just before you go away, just to make sure everything is all right, and then suddenly to have, I suppose it isn't too, you know, too hyperbolic to say your world suddenly crashes all around you. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, I had a lump on my thyroid that I had had for quite a while, and I didn't really worry too much about it. I had it checked out and it wasn't anything to worry about. And then I got a job in Dubai and I was getting all excited. And just before I was ready to go, I said to my mom, God, you know, I better get this checked out just before I go. And I went and I got it checked out down in Galway, and I got the operation in the Galway clinic at the start of June. And then start of July, I got called back. I just thought it was for my post-op consultation. I thought it was just going to be a routine checkup, tell me that the operation went fine and everything went great, the scar is healing up, and just to talk about that. But no, the first thing he said to me is, Bridgine, we might have to go back in. And I didn't really know what he meant. And he just said that when he was in, he discovered two tumours, one small one and one quite a large one, 9 millimetres and 32 millimetre tumour. And at that stage, I kind of was hoping that they might have been benign, but he said that he needed to get them checked out with the pathologist to see were they malignant or benign. And then it turned out that they were malignant, and I had to go for surgery immediately to get the full thyroid removed then. So it was just 2 weeks before I was due to leave. I was heading for Dubai the start of August. This was the end of July. Just everything kind of turned upside down in a flash.
Did you need really the herpy and the chemo then after that?
No, actually, I'm lucky enough with thyroid cancer, you don't actually need chemo and radiotherapy. You actually get a radioactive iodine treatment where you have to go into isolation. So they do it in a few different places in Ireland, but I chose to do it in St. Luke's in Dublin. So I was in there for a few days in isolation. You're kind of, it's like you're in a room. It's nearly like a jail cell. It's the only thing I could really compare it to. You're in, and the doctors, no one can come in, and they pass your food through a trap door, a little glass window. They open up and everything comes in disposable plates and everything, because anything that comes into the room cannot leave the room. So it was an experience, to say the least. So that was in November. So it was a wee while. You have to wait until you're fully regulated before you can go and get that treatment. So it was in November time.
Now, this all happened against the backdrop of you on a healthy eating and a lifestyle changing exercise. You had begun a weight loss program and you had already lost a significant amount of weight, and you had a goal. Obviously, when you have a goal like that and you go into treatment and you have that whole issue and that whole other thing to worry about, the weight loss program would go on the back burner. Very often treatments you get, be they steroids or whatever, would actually have the effect of putting weight on. Mm-hmm. You decided that was not going to happen in your case.
Well, I had started the journey of weight loss in 2014, and by the time I got diagnosed last year, I had lost 3 stone. And then when I got diagnosed, I just everything kind of turns upside down. Your eating habits are going out the window because you're running to consultations and out of hospital. You're not really keeping track of it. So I'd started to put a wee bit back on, maybe 10 pounds back on by the end of the summer last year. And I thought, no, this can't go on. I can't put back on the weight after losing all the weight after all my hard work. So I joined back up with Weight Watchers again, and I've lost, and I've got to goal there in the last number of weeks. So I did. So I've lost a total of 52 pounds in total. So I'd stay focused, but it took a different meaning. Before this, I was wanting to lose the weight. Just to be the best that I could be. But whenever you get diagnosed with cancer, it's a different meaning completely. You realise that everything can change in a minute, and that you want to be do this for your own general health as well.
To what extent did it give you a sense of almost something to do, that at a time of turmoil, internally as well as externally, that it always gave you something disciplined that you could focus on and take your mind off the wider health issue that maybe you can't control. This gives you something that you in fact can control.
Exactly, that is true. It kind of gave me a focus as well, because I couldn't really do a lot. I didn't have much energy at the time, and I was focused and I was determined every day. I'd get up and I'd have my good breakfast and my lunch, and I was just kind of give me something to do as well, to plan out my meals every day and get a wee bit of exercise in if I could. So it kept me, on the ball. So it did, yeah.
In terms of the experience, I mean, what advice would you have for people that, obviously, I mean, people aren't going to have the same experience that you had. What you had was somewhat unique. But in terms of the weight loss, in terms of maintaining that discipline, I mean, you maintain that discipline against, you know, a huge backdrop of change and turmoil. What advice would you have to others who maybe want to maintain that discipline and have other concerns, other worries perhaps?
Well, for me, what I found worked was I joined Weight Watchers. It mightn't be for everyone, but it is really... It has really, really worked for me. I've tried different boot camps or different plans, but I think that it's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. You have to think of it a different way, because it's for your own well-being, really. And if you go to the meetings, if you stay for the meetings, I have an amazing mentor in Donegal Town. Her name's Breed Griffin, and I believe that without only for Weight Watchers and for the meetings, that I wouldn't be where I am today.
As you say, the importance of that support network is huge indeed. What next for you now? I mean, you're now getting back on track. Thankfully, as you've said, the surgery's been a success. You have your health and you're looking great for it. And you're now looking to the future, I presume, with a renewed confidence and a renewed sense of hope. What now?
Well, I suppose I'm finished up teaching there. I'm a teacher, so I finished up for the summer last week. So I'm looking forward to a good summer. Unlike last year summer was filled with operations and consultations and everything. So this summer, I'm looking forward to my summer. I don't know what's down the line, maybe Dubai or wherever, but I'll see where it takes me. But I'm looking forward to it now and see where.
Is there a sense of unfinished business for Dubai?
Yeah, I suppose Dubai is always in the back of my head. So it is. So I'll see what happens. Yeah.
Well, all we can do, Bridgine, is wish you all the best with your career. And if you do choose to go to Dubai, may it be a success. And if you stay around here, equally, we wish you success as well. Bridgine, it's been a pleasure and thank you very much indeed.